Morning, everybody. Welcome to our live devotional. Another warm day here in February and amazing weather for this time of year. Want to remind you about the community breakfast this coming Saturday, 9 o'clock, and thank you to those ahead of time who will be helping with that. And then, of course, Sunday, 9:30, our traditional service, 11 o'clock. Contemporary with Kids Chapel. Tomorrow night will be the study of James in the chapel, and you're still welcome to join us. Plenty of room. Always glad to have a new student. We enjoy our Bible study time together, so you're welcome to join us. We're going to finish Colossians this morning. So let me begin by reading the end of chapter 4, verses 7. Through 18, Paul's kind of greetings to some of his co-workers and some final admonitions about prayer. Tychius will tell all of you about my activities. He is a beloved brother and faithful minister and fellow servant in the Lord. I have sent him to you for this very purpose, that you may know how we are and that he may encourage your hearts. And with him, Onesimus, our faithful brother, who is one of you, they will tell you of everything that has taken place here. Aristarchus, my fellow prisoner, greets you with Mark, the cousin of Barnabas, concerning whom you have received instructions. If he comes to you, welcome him. And Jesus, who is called Justice, these are the only men of the circumcision among my fellow workers for the kingdom of God, and they have been a comfort to me. Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ Jesus, greets you, always struggling on your behalf in his prayers, that you may stand mature and fully assured in all the will of God. For I bear him witness that he has worked hard for you and for those in Laodicea and in Hierapolis. Luke, the beloved physician, greets you, as does Demas. Give my greetings to the brothers at Laodicea and Nympha and the church in her house. And when this letter has been read among you, have it also read in the church of the Laodiceans, and see that you also read the letter from Laodicea. And say to Acrippus, see that you fulfill the ministry that you have received in the Lord. I, Paul, write this greeting with my own hand. Remember my chains, and grace be with you. So Paul mentions a lot of people, as he does at the end of Romans and other places as well. And some of the highlights of the chapter, Tychius, Onesimus, they're going to tell the church in Colossae exactly what Paul has been up to. Of course, he's writing this from prison, as noted, remember my chains at the end of the chapter. But then he again talks about prayer, and really we saw this in chapter 3 and in 4. Our last time together, Paul had said, be steadfast in prayer. Here he says that we should pray, fervently. And actually, Warren Wiersbe gives a great little outline, again, of this brief section of admonition. Warren Wiersbe says we should, prayer always, praying fervently, praying personally, praying definitely, and praying sacrificially. And of course, Warren Wiersbe cites some of these co-workers and how they were struggling in prayer along with Paul for the church and some of the activities. For example, when it talks about Epaphras, he's struggling on your behalf in his prayers. Again, that's in verse 12. And how hard he has worked for you, verse 13. So these things are cited. So if we're going to apply these things to us, then fervent prayer, struggling in prayer for others, as again Wiersbe says, always fervently, personally, definitely, and sacrificially. And one of the things that Paul tells them to pray about is spiritual maturity. Again, in verse 12, Epaphras is struggling in prayer on your behalf, that you may stand mature and fully assured in the will of God. He's praying for their spiritual maturity. Of course, the farewell is quite simple. He just says, remember me in my chains, and he highlights the various people who have been working with him. And then an interesting note, something we're not sure about in history because it's been lost to us. He says, read the letter from Laodicea at the end of verse 16. I've never heard of a letter of Laodicea that's been found. Apparently, Paul had written one, or someone else had written one from Laodicea, and the Colossae church had received that letter, but unfortunately, it's lost to us in time. So as we finish Colossians, again, the admonitions are primarily about prayer and praying for our spiritual maturity. So let's pray and ask God to do that. Father, we thank you for closing out this book of Colossians, this letter Paul wrote from prison. And we are to struggle for one another in prayer, Lord, and we pray for our spiritual maturity as your church. We pray for First Parish and its people. We pray that we would all grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. Amen. So God bless you. We'll see some of you Saturday morning at the breakfast, and look forward to seeing all of you again at our traditional and contemporary services this weekend, 9:30 and 11 o'clock. Take care now. Bye.